Dave Moore on Today FM.
Can I polish your ego just a little bit? Just allow me for a second, right? Because there are a small number of actors that when I see your name on a movie, A, I'm definitely going to watch it, and B, I know I'm going to like it. And that's exactly what happened with Cold Storage.
Ah, oh, great. You got my check then, right?
I did, yeah. You're very generous.
It's good fun, isn't it? Yeah. I saw it 2 nights ago, and I thought, wow, this is cool. It's good.
What I love about it, there's a number of things I love about it, but particularly the genre hopping it seems to do. So it's a sci-fi movie because we have something from outer space that can come and attack us. It's a zombie movie because of what it does to people, but it's a comedy, a little bit of romance. Yeah. There's a lot of fun with you. There's a line in there about puckering that I don't want to reveal to anybody too much, but I laughed so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Factor 10, right? I'm a huge David Cobb fan. I've been for many years. Loved his book, Cold Storage, and he's transposed it to a beautiful script, I thought, you know?
Yes, I think sometimes it can be really hard to do that, but
absolutely.
It works really well as a movie.
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable. Look, you know, come on, Spider-Man, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, to name just three, you know? And he's a lovely guy too, David. I got to know him a little bit. And you know, Joe and Georgina, I didn't know who they were as performers, as actors. They were magnificent.
They're so good. I was going to ask you about Joe, I suppose, who's someone who's so high profile now for a generation who grew up with Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Had you ever watched any of that? No.
I hadn't. And I you know, I saw little bits of it. And I...
Sure.
Matthew Modine's one of the stars. And Matthew's a dear friend of mine. So I'm doubly embarrassed that I haven't. But I will watch it, and I'll tell you that later. I will watch it.
There you go. When it comes to choosing projects for you nowadays, I mean, you're up over 100 movies. You could stop whenever you want, but here you are still producing unbelievable stuff left, right, and centre. How do you choose the projects?
It's the writing, Dave, you know? Yeah. It's the writing, always. That's the foundation stone of these movies. It's the script. You know, some I read. I'm sure I've told you this before. It's my cup of tea test, you know. Sit down with a script. If I get to page 5 or 6 and think, I better put the kettle on, that's not a good sign, you know.
It's not a good sign, no.
But with Cold Storage, it really was a page-turner. So satisfying to read, you know.
The tea could wait.
The tea could wait, aye.
Robert, your character, he is battle-hardened and a little battle-weary. Whose idea was the bad back?
That was in the script, yeah.
Okay. Because I thought maybe it was a Liam Neeson creation that he would just go, can I lie down for some of these movie scenes?
It's true, yeah. No, that was David's idea. And it recurs, you know, and it's a little, nice little human touch that when
that's I'm exactly what I felt about
called,
it.
That there's, oh dear, here we go again, you know. Yeah, it was nice to do. It was.
And you shot this in Morocco and Rome, I believe.
Morocco and Rome. I remember flying out to Morocco on April 2nd, 3 years ago. So,
okay.
With all the post and stuff, you know, these movies take time.
It takes a while.
Know?
Yeah. And talk to me about Rome and the food. I mean, I presume it's an absolute joy to do anything in Rome, but particularly shoot a movie and then find some restaurants nearby.
Mate, I didn't go out to too many restaurants, but the hotel food, spaghetti alle olio, little salad on the side, Italian bread, Irish butter.
Nice.
I was in heaven, seriously.
Well, actually, the best meal I've ever had was in a restaurant in Rome called Momo. I still remember.
Oh, yes.
Fish tagliatelle. Do you know Momo?
I've heard of it. I haven't been there, but I've heard of it.
Do yourself a favor.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, seriously.
Absolutely incredible. If you could only eat food from one country for the rest of your life, why would it be Italy?
The olive oil, the pasta, but I would miss potatoes. Irish potatoes and Irish butter.
You're right. Very quickly before I go, we're looking for Ireland's favourite Irish song. And as an Irish man, I wonder, do you have an opinion on your favourite ever Irish song?
You know, Bono and you too. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh,
very, very much so. Oh my God, I knew Sinead a little bit. And when she sang, you'd believe in a God. Seriously, that's how I felt. I get chills even saying that. And Van the Man too, of course, you know. There's been a few, yeah.
There have. We're lucky. We're still producing them nowadays.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you so much for taking the time. And thank you for Cold Storage. I really enjoyed this one.
Good man. Thank you. I'll see you down the road.
See you soon.
Yeah, well.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.